Welcome to Everyone Here is Extinct with me, Rhea Patel, the podcast where I talk about animals that are now extinct and I compare them to some modern day species that are similar. Today we'll be talking about the mega penguin. I'll talk about where, when, and how they lived and how they eventually went extinct. I will also be comparing the mega penguins to the modern day emperor penguin. Then you'll just get to hear some random interesting facts about penguins. So the mega penguin lived around 60 to 36 million years ago. They evolved around 66 to 56 million years ago. So like they're slowly evolving until they became giant. And they lived during the Paleocene period. So if you remember last episode, we talked about the different geological eras. So one level below eras are the periods. So like they're one level smaller than eras, and the Paleogene period is in the Cenozoic era. They primarily lived in Antarctica. Some fossils have been found in New Zealand. And the reason why they're called mega penguins is because they grew up to like between 5 feet, 2 inches to 6 feet, 6 inches, which is the size of a human adult. Depending on how you look at it, it could be kind of scary to think about because there's a human-sized penguin. But if you're like me and you just really love penguins, then it's amazing. There were once human-sized penguins. And they weighed about 176 to 256 pounds. And so that's about the size of two punching bags, like give or take, which is insane because they're the size of human beings and they weighed the size of two punching bags. It's thought that they behaved very similarly to emperor penguins and most modern day penguins. And their like primary predators were aquatic mammals like whales and walruses and also seals. And their primary prey, just like modern day penguins, were fish. And because they were so big, they were able to swim underwater longer and swim deeper, which meant that they were able to hunt more fish. And the reason why they went extinct is, again, because of the aquatic mammals like whales and walruses. And so that led to them having competition because those mammals also ate fish, which they fed off of. And also those mammals were better adapted to marine life than these penguins were, and also partly because those mammals were their predators. Now, aquatic mammals, they've got flippers and like they were built to swim. Penguins, like they started out as birds and they slowly evolved to swim. So mega penguins, their feet didn't have flippers yet the way modern day penguins do, but they were still flat. So they're like a different, more primitive type of penguin because their feet didn't evolve flippers yet. And their feathers lost their ability to fly, but they didn't like have that coating that allowed them to swim better underwater. The marine mammals were just better adapted and took most of their food source till the mega penguins starved to death. That's kind of sad. But if they were still around, here's what I think might happen. First of all, there'd probably be less fish because there's this giant penguin that's preying off of them and they're able to like take their food supply and like they're able to swim underwater longer and like have a larger chance of accessing their food supply. They'd also probably be the most dominant penguin species. First of all, because they'd be more fit for the environment. They're larger and like they're able to get more food and nutrition, and like mainly because of that. And also because like they take up more land, they're bigger and stronger and everything. And emperor penguins tend to be the more dominant species of penguins in the Antarctic, and they're like the largest modern day species of penguins. And also there'd be more competition in Antarctica because there's a whole other species that's really good at hunting. And honestly, like the fact that there's a 5'2" penguin that exists, there's a human-sized penguin that exists, somebody's gonna want to hunt it. Just knowing human beings, someone's gonna want to go ahead and hunt a penguin. Don't know why, but they're gonna want to do it. Protect the penguins. And so that was us talking about a penguin that is now extinct. Now let's talk about one that's still alive, the emperor penguins. They are the current largest species of penguins, ranging from 3.6 to 4.3 feet tall. That's about the size of a mailbox to make it easier to visualize. And they weighed about 51 pounds, which is around the size of a bag of dog food. Their lifespan is about 20 years. And it's thought that mega penguins behaved very similarly to emperor penguins and just modern day species of penguins. So emperor penguins are very social animals. They live together. They hunt together. Sometimes, like whenever they hunt, they'd coordinate their dives. So like when they dive underwater and they'd come back to the surface, they'd coordinate that. And it's like, I've seen videos of it. It's really cool. You should look it up. It's really cool. Both male and females will hunt and collect food for their chicks. Baby penguins are called chicks. And this is part of the reason why I love penguins so much. So when it's cold outside, they live in Antarctica. Winters down there get really cold. What they do is they'd huddle together like in massive circles. Sometimes the entire colony would do this. And so what it does is they're all spinning around in a circle really quickly and it generates heat. And the center of the circle is generally the warmest. And that's where the younger penguins go, like teenage penguins and chicks and everyone. That's where they go. And the older penguins would like take turns going, being closer to the center. And like, they just keep doing that until it's warm enough for everyone to like be all right in the winter. They're all just a giant family and it makes me so happy. Comparing mega penguins and emperor penguins, obviously mega penguins were the largest penguins to exist. They were about 2 feet taller than emperor penguins. As far as we know, they behaved very similarly. We don't exactly know how mega penguins behaved just because there isn't a ton of evidence, but for now, scientists think that they behaved pretty similarly. The relationship between mega penguins and modern penguins, it's thought that mega penguins are a more primitive type of penguin than most modern day penguin species. So basically this means that emperor penguins and just modern day penguin species are better suited to swim and like be aquatic birds than mega penguins were in like that subfamily of penguins. And also they have similar predators. So predators for emperor penguins and most modern day penguins are aquatic mammals, in particular seals and walruses. The same went for mega penguins way back when, during the Cenozoic era. Their primary predators were whales and walruses. Some fun facts about penguins. There were several different species of mega penguins, and this subfamily is called the Paleodipodes, and that's their scientific name. The very existence of mega penguins and like when they first found fossils of giant penguins in New Zealand supports this theory that life after the dinosaurs went extinct was like really huge. All the animals were really almost directly after the dinosaurs went extinct. The fossils found like whenever they... By the way, the first fossils we found of the giant penguins were from New Zealand, and then we slowly started finding more in Antarctica and like some in South America, but mainly in Antarctica, that's where the largest were. A lot of the fossils are on display in the Canterbury Museum in New Zealand. Those were just facts about mega penguins. Emperor penguins incubate their eggs during the winter, and males won't eat for up to 4 months from like the time they come to the colony to breed to when the eggs hatch, because the mom is like gone trying to like get back all the weight from laying an egg. And so like they won't eat until the mom comes back from feeding, and they'll lose like half of their body fat from this, and they need that fat for the winter. So their best hope is just like eating enough during the summer that they can stay and incubate their eggs. And it's also just like nice that they're looking out for their kids. I love penguins so much. How many times have I said that? They're my favorite animal. And then like another really interesting fact, this is a different species of penguin. They're called king penguins. I believe they're the second largest species of penguins. But a couple years ago, there's this photo went viral of a yellow penguin that was from a colony of king penguins. Now, this isn't a different species of penguin, but it is, it's just a king penguin that had a pigmentation condition called lucium. And this condition's passed down genetically, so it's likely that there's going to be like a whole new generation of yellow king penguins in a generation or two. But what penguins use their yellow pigmentation for is like attracting mates. And it's thought that it's likely that mega penguin also did this because they probably had some sort of yellow pigmentation around their neck like king penguins and emperor penguins do. And as cool as it would be that there were penguins the size of humans, sadly, they're all extinct and you can only see them in museums now. Makes me sad. They went extinct 36 million years ago. That seems like a good place to end the episode. We talked about how cool it would be for there to be human-sized penguins and compared them a bit to the modern-day emperor penguins and just other modern day penguins, and gave some fun facts about penguins as a species because they're an amazing species and they should be given enough attention and appreciated. I will die on this hill. Be sure to check out our other content on fhntoday.com. I'm Rhea Patel. This was Everyone Here is Extinct. Goodbye, and I hope you have a nice day.